already streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. GOP presidential pick Donald Trump interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago, saying he would pardon those convicted of assaulting police officers on January 6th and questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's identity. ABC's Rachel Scott asked him the questions on stage and says this morning,
"So I asked the former president directly if he believes that Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman. This was only the second question, but it quickly became the headline of the entire forum because Trump started to question Harris's identity. He said that she happened to turn black."
Harris has always identified as black. A day after word came of the assassination of Hamas's political head in Iran, the Israeli military has confirmed that the head of the group's military wing, Mohammed Diab, was also killed in an airstrike in July in Khan Yunis in Gaza. Defense Department confirming the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others have agreed to a plea deal that will spare them from the death penalty. This is ABC News. Parents have begun feeling the pain. The cost of child care up over 200% since 1990. In Washington, there's a new bipartisan push to try to help.
A new proposal in Washington aims to make child care more affordable by retooling existing tax credits.
A lot of low-income families are not paying federal income tax, so the tax credit doesn't help them.
To help working parents. The plan from Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Katie Britt of Alabama.
We felt like it was important for us to come together to have a common sense bipartisan solution
would double the amount of expenses that employees can put into pre-tax savings accounts for child care.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The measure also includes grant money to train more child care workers. The bad patch pushed out by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike that knocked millions of computers offline has now earned the company a lawsuit from some of its own shareholders. The suit accuses CrowdStrike of misleading everyone about how it tests its software. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitus from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Baugh.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and four counts of recklessly endangering safety following an eight-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed five people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs opening some eyes beating veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 69.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot talks Twisters, and the Wisconsin Film Festival's Ben Reiser joins the show to talk film.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I got to keep right here.
Good morning.
Man, you can turn it on. Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, it is, right?
Love Thursdays.
And
Thursdays is party day.
It is. It kind of is.
Still? Yeah. I'm always a big fan of days that are before university. Oh, I love Saturdays. Nah, it's too close to Monday.
Right.
I love Thursdays.
And Milo Music starts today at 10 a.m. I mean, talk
I've
about
said
kicking
this before.
Off.
It's the only time I've ever been a little bit, I don't want to say intimidated, or I'm not sure what the word is, where I got up on stage and it's like,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all you see is people.
It is.
It's mind boggling.
Yeah. I
have you ever introduced anybody there, Todd?
Yeah.
Isn't it something?
And it was a
but you got to be on stage to see the mammothness.
And I was even like, you know how they have the side stages as you go down the main thing? I was on a side stage. So, and that was even intimidating for me, just looking out over that portion.
Yeah.
But when you're
it's
in
like
that
Woodstock.
Crowd.
Boy, they struck.
Isn't that like Woodstock or something? It's like, oh my God.
You guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they struck gold with that event.
Boy, did they ever.
You know, and
it's just a street.
It's not like this big
pavilion that's been built in the canyons.
And grassroots. No, whole thing started grassroots.
That's what I was, the point I was going to make was it's all original. Because I talked to Kevin last night. I said, you guys playing
at
Mile of Music. They're all going. Kevin Van Ness, Talk of the Town. They played last night at the City Band concert. And they're going, but they don't play because it's not original stuff. I mean, they're all pretty much, you know, Dixieland jazz. Anyway, what they did was right.
Did he ask you that? Did you ask what is their mission statement when they started? Was it no bands that do other things?
Yeah, right, it was Corey Chisel, right, who started that?
But you know what I mean, though? It's like why cover bands aren't allowed, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying, Johnny.
I think it's all original.
No, it is.
Okay.
Corey Chisel, who obviously from Appleton, he kind of made it big. He started that. And that's
unbelievable.
Big. Well, it's what, 13, 12, 11?
11.
I should know. 11. 11. Okay, 11.
Yep.
They got a tiger there. And it's awesome. So it starts today at 10 a.m. And then it goes through Sunday. So, and they got great.
Starts 10 this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they do music all day long.
Oh, my God. I never realized it was that early.
Yeah. My brother and is what they're driving in from Minneapolis for that. They just love that.
Yeah.
And my sister lives in Madison. She's coming down. And, you know, it's just, it's great. And for that many people, the crowd is.
For those people last in line, as you really?
One of the guys performing there today, his name is Eric Krieger. He's actually going to be joining us tomorrow morning on the live music segment.
Is that awesome?
He can tell us a little bit about how the first day went.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good event. So anyway, and music is great. And what I like, the other thing I like about it, I love the original part of it, but just the variety is also very strong. I mean, from They had Barbershop 1 year, which I thought was great. But all the music's great.
I will say this, though. Parking isn't great. Obviously, I mean, it's downtown. What, you know, what downtown right. has great parking. So you're going to walk. You're going to walk.
I'll bet you. No, is that lady coming out? No, Fox City. Do they have transit? They must have transit.
I'm not sure. You know, they're not involved with that event, but I'm sure that Laura might have some details on.
I just remember even when I had to go introduce, it's like you're walking like block after block after block.
And you're like,
you're pretty much like parking in Kimberly and walking to it.
You're like a celebrity. It's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, don't you know who I am? Yeah.
Kimberly's $20.
Park here.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's cool. And we had great weather coming up for that. So, we had a great band concert last night, too. You know, the city band concert. There's only two left.
Beautiful night, huh?
But, yeah. You know, Kevin.
It was hot. I had to walk to CVS to get my pills.
He was
like, wow.
Drenched.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, they play in New Orleans. You know, they're the ones who play in the Mardi Gras. And he goes, man, this is flashback to New Orleans because his band kind of stopped over. And, shook hands, kind of gave him a hug, and it just drenched those guys.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound like fat old guy, but I am a fat old guy.
Yeah.
But I walked to CVS just to get my old guy cholesterol pills. You know,
are they blue?
No, they're white.
Oh, the white ones. Okay. Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
What do you mean by that?
It's 6:11.
You just snuck one in.
I did, and it's. I thought.
What a sucker punch!
Wow.
I was just gonna sit back and see if you noticed, John.
Wow. Right. Me too. I've been up for a while.
But all I'm saying is this: this is no lie. All I'm saying is, I wore jeans and a t-shirt. Okay. And I came back and I took my stuff off and I was gonna take a shower and everything. And I was gonna wash some clothes. And I picked up my t-shirt. It's like. Yeah. Why is this so wet? Heavy. And it's like, I didn't realize it. I had sweat just in that walk from CVS. It's 2 miles, but it's like 1 mile that way. And it was like drenched.
Yeah.
It was hot and humid.
And I don't know what time you did that, but this was 7 o'clock
last night.
This was
6 o'clock.
Yeah. It was hot last night.
Yeah. Wow. So I mean, good. I'm not complaining. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be whatever. But yesterday was work up a sweat day.
And so this guy's, Kevin's like, look, you know, we're musicians.
How are your hot dogs?
We don't. Unbelievable. You guys, and I'm going to bring you some, but that Tupperware was all kind of used up. It's just, I got to go buy some more.
Oh, hey, okay. But I have to talk about this. No,
Johnny.
No, let me talk.
Okay.
I was at festival one day, and I was in the aisle. I was looking for something. I'll be honest with you. I went there. I'm the worst shopper in America. Mm-hmm. I don't know where anything is in grocery stores. So I'm looking for my Tang, my Squirty Tang.
Yeah.
And I just decided, okay. Bleep it. I'm going to start in aisle one. I'm going to walk up and down every single mother aisle in this store.
Okay, that's a huge mistake.
It was aisle 50. But here's the deal. Then you notice other things because you're looking all around, okay?
Right.
Tupperware is expensive. And you give me all that stuff in Tupperware and I throw it away. It's like, oh, I got to start saving this stuff.
Yeah.
When did Tupperware get expensive?
Out of the danger of going down the aisles, and we've talked about, you should stay on the perimeter of the store. Festival of all places. I mean, it's not like you're at Aldi's. Why don't you just ask somebody? They'll like walk. They're like Walmart. They will walk you to where your product is, you know? So you, instead of traversing those 15 aisles, Cheetos are on sale.
I know.
They always have those.
Oh, don't even. No. Yeah. You know what? I just read this, though, about, you know where the most coveted parts of a store are? Of a grocery store?
End caps.
What's that?
The end caps.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, did you know that?
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, that's.
Nobody knew that.
That you learn that in school. Yes, that's because people walk by it and they just, it's impulse
like
buying.
Like Coca-Cola and stuff. That's they own like those.
Yeah, they don't they own pay, it. Well, believe
they,
me,
they pay for it. Yeah.
They pay dearly for it.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know stores were laid out that.
So like, I went to Costco yesterday. Mistake. Because I don't like. Big store. I like, you know, small. I like to know where everything is. Anyways, I go to Costco, and it was at 2 o'clock or something, just to get because they have those like, and I'll bring you some, but like those foot long hot dogs because I wanted those. And what else did I get there? Anyway, why did I go to Costco? I wanted something else that they had that isn't. I can't get at other places. It was coupon. It was the first day of there. Oh my God! I was in
lines. Are so
I was
long.
In line like back to where like the cooler is.
I believe it. I know.
And
I
had like eight things. They should have a less than 10 lane there because everybody in there has, you know, what, $400
worth of
stuff.
Yeah, if you go there, you go for big stuff.
Right. It's so I've got like four items. And like although I met some pretty nice people in line, but man, and I said to the lady, why is this so, this is crazy. I thought I'd sneak in here 2 o'clock. She goes, oh, no, it's the first day of our coupon day or something, but whatever that is.
I will say this, best place to get gas though.
Oh yeah, I did.
It's 310 versus 344 anywhere else.
Wow.
You know what? It is significant. I will admit I did that too.
Yeah.
And there was a long line for that because the coupon day, everybody was there for.
I didn't know Costco had coupons.
Yeah, me
either. I've never used a coupon.
Ever?
Ever.
No, I, you can.
Wow.
I should. I know. I just, I don't know how to use them.
I know. You know what? I don't know how to use.
What?
They have, I can cut them
I
out
don't.
Of the. No, I got a picture of me cutting out coupons out of the paper. I'm like, oh, I'm an old white guy. But you, they're online now, John. Like you have to like load down.
Download. I don't know. Download.
Yeah.
Or load down.
Yeah, I don't.
Great
I
song,
don't.
By the way.
Anyway, and then you. Like put your, I see people do that, and there's people like older. Than
I don't know how to do that.
I know it's like wow,
how to do any of that.
And then
stuff.
You walk out thinking, yeah, you probably got a better deal than I did. But yeah, it was coupon day at Shopware, whatever it was, their value book. She told me,
you know what? You know what? If I ever run, I got to talk to Mark about this. Mark Scogan.
Yeah.
You know what? Grocery stores need to do
music. I think they need to make it more of an experience.
No,
More fun.
Let me tell you something.
Instead
that
of just people going
business,
there grazing.
Let me just tell you what they need to do.
Hmm.
Stamps.
What do you mean stamps?
I used to go to the AMP for my mom and buy stuff. Yeah, and you'd get those stamps. And first thing she would do, Johnny, do you have the stamps?
You have to fill the
and
book.
And you put them in the book.
That book was so thick.
And you'd win some bowls or something.
Is that what we, what? Because I remember filling out the books, but what
I don't remember exactly what they won for them.
Was it the
anybody
discount?
Because even my brother's gas station, yeah, Mino Sinclair, we used to give out stamps.
Yeah.
And people would get, like, I still remember we had, like, all of our, like, bowls were
we
from the
too.
Sinclair gas station and glasses. And actually, you know what we used to get
that's
worth a lot of money now? We used to give out those Packer glasses. And they'd have the Packer logo on them Those are, like, valuable now.
Okay, so we would fill those books, and then we would get, it wouldn't be a discount, it would be an item, like a gift.
I remember one time we got a blanket
toaster,
like
really?
A quilt or something.
You could kind of pick and choose some stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, oh, they had a catalog.
Right, right.
Wow.
However many stamps, yeah.
Remember they did that with cigarettes, too.
Yes!
Right? You'd get your little...
Yep. Whenever, I'd always have to go to the store for my mom to buy a pack of Salems. 5 years old, I'd go to the store to buy a pack of Salems.
Times have changed.
I know.
Wow. For what, 25 cents too, right? Or whatever.
50. When we sold them at the gas station, it was 45 cents.
Yeah. Wow. And
now they're. Yeah. How much are they now?
I don't know. I have no idea. $7 a pack.
Is
that crazy.
Something I've
but
never.
That's all tax.
Is that something, I've never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, that's really
of
good.
All the bad things I've done in my life, I have never smoked a cigarette.
That's like kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't, I think there's very few people who could say that. I think a lot of people, I tried cigarettes, but yeah, I think a lot of people that don't smoke. I mean, there's very, I think, small group of people that smoke, but no cigars. Do you have cigars?
Oh, well, you know, remember when they were like trendy about 20 years ago? So whenever we'd go golfing, somebody else, I got a Cube in here. Mine, and it's like, okay. I don't know what. What's the pleasure?
Well, it's nicotine. Is what it's cigarettes. It's nicotine.
But I've never gotten any sort of like.
You don't get a buzz on a cigar.
No,
nothing.
I just got a taste in my mouth.
I agree with that.
When I started working with you guys, I would smoke a lot of cigars. it would take the edge off.
I had no cigars
right after the show. I was all the way.
Really?
Home. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think that was a cigar. Did you, Johnny?
No. Uh-uh.
He
had some little spikes in it.
You roll your own cigars?
Put some spikes in that, right, Stogie. Right. We're going to set a quick break. Great show coming up. Stay with us. How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all hell to see. Hey, boy. Better bring a chip around.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a good look at Thursday morning. 70 degrees in Green Bay already. Yeah. 73 in Appleton. That might be like about the highest
morning
temperature
at this time at
6:20. Yeah. 71 in Oshkosh.
It's
first day of August.
93 today, right? Or 90? Are we going to hit 90 today? Did I see that?
Today's going to be like 80, 85.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Something happened on this day in 1981. I've actually got a little audio clip.
Okay.
And you guys guess what this possibly could be. Check this out.
So 2 seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer.
Space shuttle.
T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
81?
4. We've 81. Gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
First space shuttle? This isn't the one that blew up.
No, it's 86.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
MTV.
MTV, the very first MTV day.
Wow.
On this day in 1981.
Wow.
As soon as you heard the music, right?
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. Say what you want about how cheesy some... You watched that. When you had cable and you got that, you watched every video. And I'm still on Roku or whatever. I don't even know what channels I've got. It's so, you know. But when I find that 80s music, I watch them.
Yeah.
Cheesy as you can be, but they were like little movies.
But there were some really good ones, too.
Really good.
I mean, Aha, Take On Me. Do you remember that one?
Take On Me.
So part of it was like real
take
action, and the other one was like somebody was drawing.
Animation.
It. Yeah, really cool.
So you know what I saw yesterday? Oh, I'm going to, I watched this yesterday. Papa Don't Preach.
Madonna.
And Danny Aiello.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, big-time actor. Danny Aiello was a huge actor at the time.
Yeah.
And he's in this video with about a 22-year-old Madonna.
Hmm.
Remember that song?
No.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach. Don't you remember that? She got knocked up in the video?
Jim, you've got to.
I do. You know what? I probably saw that once. But I don't. That's not like. I wouldn't.
But it was like a movie thing. Oh. It's like Danny Aiello was a big-time actor.
What was the very first video played on MTV?
Video Kill the Radio Star.
By?
I don't know. I heard you on
the wireless back in 52. The Buggles.
The Buggles. Do anything else after that?
No, I think that's all they're known for.
But they would have big time people. Like, I remember, what was her name? Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Cyndi Lauper.
And The Wrestler.
Yeah.
Albano.
Yeah.
Albano.
You know that.
Lou Albano.
So when she was getting started, radio stations would not play herself because she was a little weird, right?
Okay.
So she turned to the wrestling world, and she would go on stage during the wrestling matches on WWF back in the day, and that's how she got her career started.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she used some of those guys in her videos.
No kidding.
Stuff. Yeah.
Wow. The one that just, that made me, it's like, boss, why are you doing this? Glory Days with Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Cannot throw a baseball. And he was on the mound like he was throwing, you know, pitching in his glory day. And he just, boss. Yeah. Oh, I used to love that, man. MTV in the early 80s was phenomenal. What's your all-time favorite music video? And I'll tell you mine.
Beat it.
Mine was like a mini little movie.
Okay. I think for me, like, I look at Aha, that was a great one. Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel was very cool too. What about you?
I can't think of the name of it. Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Smuggler's Blues.
I like that song.
Smuggler's Blues. Remember that song?
No.
Was that from Miami Vice?
Yeah.
I was studying.
Huh?
I don't. I watched a little. When I think of MTV, I think of Michael Jackson and when
Come on, baby. Out, here's our little plan.
No, when he comes out in that.
Just take it 20 hours, and I'll give you 20 grand.
No, I don't remember that song.
Do you remember Smuggler's Blues? I loved that one. Oh, this right here. Boy, does that not conjure up Miami Vice about 1985?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know it. Yeah.
Love it.
That's cool. Yeah.
And the whole video, you're right, because there was actually an intro on the video, right?
Absolutely.
And they were smuggling drugs.
That's what I mean. It was, they were like little mini, you know, movies.
And when you were young and you lived out in the country and didn't get MTV, you watched Friday Night Videos. That's all you had.
Oh, I remember that. Well, do you remember the Midnight Special?
Bet you that mine.
Yes.
Midnight Special.
Yes. Yeah. That was great.
That was awesome.
Terry says Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, is his favorite video. Okay.
Remember all those long-legged ladies?
I would say that's way up there.
You know who else used to do something pretty good? It was ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Sharp Dressed Man. Yeah. Yeah. They were all penthouse pets. Okay, can I tell you something? I played softball against them.
Against ZZ Top?
No, against the Penthouse Pets. Okay. True story. What?
I don't know why and I thought it would be a
bad thing. You know what?
I believe it. You know, that's I'm going to just end it there. I believe that. You know, I don't want to hear about it, but I believe it.
The lady that ran them was hitting on me. I could have.
Now that I don't believe.
Scored. True story.
Could have scored.
This was Tucson, Arizona, 1982.
That was by mistake, John.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Tucson, Arizona, 1982. They had a softball team, celebrity softball team, the Penthouse Pets. And they'd go around, and they played at the Tucson Toros before the Tucson Toros game. And then we went to a party afterwards. Me and Greg Mills, you can call. He worked in L.A. for a lot of years. Yes.
Jim, did you have a favorite video?
Well, that Addicted to Love, that she says that.
I was 20. I was 24, and she was like 64.
See, John, she was...
You're going after the Cougars?
No.
I wasn't. She was after me.
She was just as a joke to see who could be with the youngest guy. And then they go back and they smoke their weed and just laugh about
it. They're like, who's going after the hottest guy?
No, John.
I'm going to hit a bell every time the morning we talk about weed. Okay. I'm going to have a little counter in the
lower back then, 81, that was they're cokeheads back then, right? Wasn't that the thing? 82?
Yeah. Maybe 81. Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
Anyway, yeah, Addicted to Love.
Look at Todd. Look up Penthouse Pets softball team.
Well, they're probably dead now, but I mean, that's pretty washed up to be doing that at 64.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, they're not doing it anymore.
No, I'm just saying that even at 64.
No, they were like 25 at the time.
You just said she was 64.
The manager.
Who was hitting on you.
Yeah. She was probably 44. But seemed compared
next,
to them.
Next time we talk to him, she was like 34, maybe 24.
All right, we'll get my buddy on. We'll get my there it is. Look at that. Penthouse Pets softball team.
So Mino, is that you leaning against the pole there? That could almost be.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Let's move on. 627. 628. Good.
Okay. I'm not even kidding about something here.
What?
The guy in the background on the left side.
Yep.
Okay, that was It says Beavers, right?
I think you're right.
Beavers. There's a Portland Beavers baseball team, AAA affiliate. This is crazy. Oh, which was managed by, remember I told that story about my hero, Pete Ward? He was the manager of the Portland Beavers. And I think that's from that is no lie. That's probably right from Tucson when we played them. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I'm not kidding. Okay, we're going to get Greg on, my buddy.
All right.
Okay.
That would be interesting. But you know that. Go ahead.
I'm looking it up from that picture.
Yeah.
Guess where it's from?
Where?
Oregon.
That's it. Exactly.
Right.
Portland Beaver. Yep. Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yes. Wow. Right. How bizarre is that?
That's.
It kind of does look like me leaning against that wall.
It does
a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
This was a good song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. You're
great
right.
Great song. Let us know, people. Let us know your all-time favorite music videos from the heyday, from the day. Gotta know. We got to take a quick break. A lot of stuff going on. Great guests. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Today we're checking in with Chris and Jenny Reichert of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls. They've been awarded the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award, and some of the practices on the farm have helped them during this wet spring and summer. We'll talk about it next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Chris and Jenny Reichert of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls tell us that rotational grazing was beneficial with the tremendous amounts of rainfall we've had.
I think the biggest thing we've seen is actually this past spring and how beneficial it was. You know, we've had really tremendous amounts of rainfall since basically May on, and the minimal water runoff that we saw coming off the pasture was pretty impressive. The water that was running off was very clean, not very dirty. Unfortunately, that has kind of hampered our grazing rotation because of how wet things have been. But, you know, we've been blessed with a bountiful amount of grass. And now that we are out grazing, we're kind of seeing the benefits of having that there.
Chris and Jenny Reichert are the recipients of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next Agri Mindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
A name that's familiar to many of us, especially during campfire season, Smokey the Bear. He is turning 80 this year, and the Wisconsin DNR is hosting birthday party events for Smokey at various parks around the state. For 80 years, Smokey the Bear has been helping kids and adults understand the basics of wildfire prevention. If you're heading out this weekend, remember to keep fires manageable, have water and tools on hand to keep the fire in control, and never leave your fire unattended. Search the Wisconsin DNR events calendar online to see if any Smokey the Bear birthday celebrations are happening near you. That's what's going on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right, don't forget, later on today, we've got tickets for you. Family four-pack of tickets for Packers Family Night, courtesy of Bell & Health. The family night coming up this Saturday. We're going to have tickets for you twice this morning at 7:50 and 8:50. So be listening in for your shot to win. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you to Mark Houston for that.
Yep.
Okay, got some text here. I loved Aha's Take on Me with the mix of action, live action in cartoon. Cindy Lauper with Captain Lou, my favorite. There were just some good ones back then, though, weren't there? You know what I like? I kind of like that one, Michael, and not, you know, whatever. It says Take on Me scared me because it went from one way to the other.
Maybe.
Remember that one Michael Jackson song? Hey, pretty girl with your high heels on.
Yeah. We went in those like squares.
And she was really, really hot, that girl. Remember? Remember that one, Todd? Or no?
The Way You Make Me Feel. No, The Way You Make Me Feel.
You're exactly. Todd, you know how I am with NFL quarterbacks? Todd is like that with anything in music.
Yeah.
It's incredible. He's like a savant. By the way, today is Girlfriend's Day. Does that mean like girls, hey, girlfriend? Or does it mean guy with this is my girlfriend?
No, it's really women.
I think it's girlfriend. Okay.
Strong women in their life.
Okay.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girl.
Promo number five this week.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I don't buy my lingerie at Walmart at all. Never. I'm moved way beyond that.
I use that one. Some girlfriend. Yeah, that's, yeah, okay. That's,
have you ever
that's
felt cool. that, though, when you're single, have you ever felt that your girlfriend or whomever you're just kind of hanging with, that like they don't like you and they like undercut you? You ever feel that? I've always felt that.
That goes past that stage.
What do you mean?
Do you ever feel like that now?
Well, yeah. But
I don't know if she really likes me.
Especially back then. But you know what I mean?
No.
It's
no.
like you'd be trying to be funny and they like wouldn't laugh. It's like, mm.
Yeah.
And then
you try and talk,
and then yeah. the ultimate thing is if they both are let's go to the ladies' room. And like two girls were like yeah.
you know, they're talking about you.
And yeah. it's like you know they're talking yeah. about you.
No doubt. Yeah. Yeah. All guys know that.
Yeah.
That's just part of life.
Yeah. Girlfriend's Day, play ball day. All right, get out and play ball.
Well, you think that would be earlier. That's baseball, right? Play ball?
You know what you never see anymore that in my era was so big was wiffle ball. Remember wiffle ball? You'd play home run derby and remember?
No.
No, you never played wiffle ball?
Well, no, we had that's with that big bat, that plastic bat and that big plastic ball. Well,
no, those came out later. When I was a kid, it was just regular sized plastic bats and the little ball. But wiffle ball was so popular. I think there's a big time. Have you ever watched this, Todd, on like YouTube? Wiffle ball. They've got like serious leagues in California.
Notice, Todd, how he didn't even include me in the conversation. Todd, have you ever watched this?
Because we know you would never.
You can't believe some of these guys, these pitchers in wiffle ball. There's like I don't want to say a professional wiffle ball league, but like
it's pretty professional. I just looked it up.
Have you? Yeah. And there's a group of comedians in Los Angeles. We used to have them on IXX back in the day, and they would talk one of the most. You knew you kind of made it as a comedian in the L.A. area if you were invited to play on Sunday afternoons. This one, I forget who it was, a big-time comedian, built a wiffle ball park in his backyard with stands and, like, popcorn. And Sunday That's afternoons, awesome. Like, the biggest comedians in L.A. would get together for wiffle ball games that were, like, really serious.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And wow. He said you knew you made it if you were invited to play in the wiffle ball game.
There is actually Major League Wiffle. That's the
there
name.
There it is.
Yep. MLW. And they've got a little network on YouTube if you want to watch. It looks almost like you're watching ESPN.
You can't believe all these pitchers, what they can do with the wiffle ball. Where it's like it's going right straight at a guy's head in the last split second, curves down for a strike.
How do you even throw one of those anyway?
I don't
know.
And they're just like normal looking guys. Yeah. They're all these like skinny guys. And it's really something. I would love to do it. I'd love to play in a professional wiffle ball league.
Is that the balls with the holes?
I don't know if these do. Maybe, because then they move a lot more.
Right.
You know, with the aerodynamics or whatever you call it. But I'm going to start up a Northeast Wisconsin wiffle ball league.
Put that on the list.
I could be the commissioner.
All right.
I like that idea.
I do too. Who wants to play wiffle ball?
Why? Why wouldn't you just play softball or baseball?
There's different.
Something about wiffle ball that's different. Yes.
Okay.
Who wants to play? I'm putting together. We'll start it off. Two games on like a Sunday. All right. Go to Joanny's and we'll play wiffle ball. But it's hardcore wiffle ball where you throw it like 90 miles an hour.
How far apart of the base is the same as baseball?
Like softball. So we'll move it, but we got to have a fence because there's something special. Did you ever play home run derby when you were a kid?
No.
With wiffle ball. Oh my God.
I was just thinking I would do it by
somebody texted me yesterday too. Jim has never had a bloodsucker on him. What did he grow up in the, you know, it's like, my God, the most. You never had a blood sucker. I don't know a person. Anybody out there from the UP listening?
Well, that
did you ever have a blood sucker on you? Yes or no, on your ankle?
Well, that's UP.
But you use, okay, but you know, you make, we laugh about those, but you know, leeches are one of the great baits for like walleye.
Okay. But that, what does that have to do with having a blood sucker? No, I've never had a blood sucker on me and I never will. No, I wouldn't want that.
Well, nobody wants it.
Well, I would stay out of that environment.
You've never had a blood sucker on your ankle?
No.
Not once?
Never.
According to research, that is what the MLB wiffle balls look like. Okay. So they got some holes, but not...
Not completely.
Not completely.
Okay. No. Got some other one. Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party. 1986, yeah. Great video. Another one, first sports video, Walk of Life, Dire Straits. That was great. It was about the Philadelphia 76ers. And there's this old lady, like 95 years old, who's a huge fan, clapping along with it. You do the walk, do the walk of life. And it was all based on a 76ers game. And that was about 1986 as well. What?
Why? Oh, I guess, whatever. You remember all that. You retain all that. That's great. That's nice. You're happy back then. You must have been if you retain that.
Well, I wasn't sitting here at 6 in the morning working with you.
On that note, hey, it's time for something special brought back to the radio waves in Northeast Wisconsin.
By public demand.
Now, I did see, I was looking up special people birthdays today, and I just want to say that besides somebody that's most special, but somebody else, Jerry Garcia. It's his birthday today.
He's dead.
I know, but still, Jerry Garcia was...
Never got into the Grateful Dead at all. Not at all.
He had a following.
I had
a brother that was just like, he'd go to these travel. It just was weird. But
I knew people that went to like 30 concerts in a row. Just travel around and follow them all over the place. I got this text. As kids, we played wiffle ball every night in our backyard. We wore base paths into our lawn, and my dad was so mad. Good times.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
See, I would host that in my backyard, but I don't think it's big enough. There's no way it's big enough to play softball. But that would be fun. Maybe we could play it at St. James.
We're going to
across
the
street.
Let us know. Text us, please. Who's in for wiffle ball?
All right. Birthdays.
All right. I got to say something. Your wife, Donna.
Yes.
One of the nicest ladies I've ever met.
Same here.
When we were here, you and I were sitting right here. I had my granddaughters. I was with my granddaughters for that weekend.
Yeah.
They so enjoyed sitting with her and Milton out on the couch. Like, you can't believe. Yeah. They just couldn't say enough good things about her, how nice she was.
Yeah.
She's got a certain thing with kids, doesn't she, though?
Kids.
People.
Yeah. People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Didn't talk down to them.
No.
They had the nicest conversation.
Yeah.
It was really something.
When I met her, I can't believe God made people this nice.
Yeah. That's what so many women have said about me.
what do they call that? Punching up or something like that? Above your
Absolutely. Above your pay grade? Absolutely. I know that.
All punting your coverage?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, she's
got a birthday today.
Birthday. Yes. It is her special day. She took the day off.
How do you make your birthday special?
Okay, get this. John, this is the truth. We talked about this last night. I will tell you, so Talk of the Town played at the City Band concert last night, St. James Park, across the street from my house. Then I had them over for this hot dog bar that you guys didn't show up for. And we had Cherry Tort, went and picked cherries, Don, on Saturday.
I don't like cherries.
You don't? We had this huge. It was a lot. But we had whipped cream on, so you might have liked that. Anyway, then it was getting a little bit late, and I'm like, okay, and I want to go to bed. But then it's like, that's Donna's birthday tomorrow. So they played Happy Birthday, which is
nice.
Those guys are like the absolute best. So, but
on a saxophone?
Everybody, clarinet.
Or clarinet. I always get those confused.
Yeah. Anyway, so the people are like, what are you going to do tomorrow? She's taking the day off. So she's off today. Do you know what she... It's her birthday. I said, I'll do whatever. I got to work from 6 to 9. But after that, I'm taking the rest of the day off. She wants to finish cleaning the garage.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Let me tell you something. I just read a book. I was at Barnes & Noble. And I don't know if you're supposed to do this, but I take a book and I'll sit at the thing and read it.
Then put it back.
Then put it back. Yeah. But it was like accomplishments mean do more for your endorphins than almost anything. And even those kind of things, and it meant didn't say cleaning the garage, but those kind when it's an accomplishment.
Well, you do that gets you that gives you more energy.
Absolutely, it doesn't matter what it is, but that accomplishment really does something for you internally.
Yeah.
So I can see that point. I totally see that.
We've been talking about. We just got to get finished with it. Just some Christmas
and you
decorations
have such a good
and
feeling
stuff.
When that's like,
and she says, "I really want to do that on my birthday." I'm like,
"Have you ever read the book Make Your Bed?"
I've not.
You know about it?
Oh, absolutely.
The Navy SEAL, commander of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. I've seen him interviewed.
That will do more for you than anything by making your bed in a really good way in the morning.
Right.
Because you know you've just accomplished something.
Right.
And that gives you encouragement to do more.
Right.
And it is like an endorphin. It's an actual chemical reaction. So I can see that.
And out of all the stuff, I'm like, look, whatever. Now we're going to dinner tonight at Coco Sushi, But for today, like when I get done here, go home and help.
Sucks
I'm
to
not
be you.
Sushi day. Yeah, I know. Yeah, not a great day for you. But.
It's only 90 out, so yeah.
You a sushi guy?
Yes.
I don't quite get sushi.
Yeah, you got to order variety.
Is it just rice rolled up with seaweed and something?
Raw fish.
Yeah.
Get the tuna over that. But what they have, what we like over there. Oh, they have fish as well, not just all the rice wrapped up stuff. So, we like that place. I hope their service is a little bit better than last time, you know, because it's not the least expensive place to go. And when you do that, you want good food, but you also want good service.
Can I say something about service?
Yeah. We talk about that a lot on this show.
So when I went, I go to a certain place to pick up my pills. And there's always the same guy sitting at the desk on his computer. And every single time, the guy says, I'll be with you in a minute. As I'm standing at the... Oh, I almost said the F word. As I'm standing at the...
Happy birthday, Donna.
Yes.
I just want to reach across and grab him one time by the bleeping throat.
You're standing at the
front... Is that wrong?
At the front counter. Yeah.
And he goes, I'll be with you in a minute.
He's got short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he is.
You know who he is?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Cockiest bastard I've ever met my life.
He is a young pharmacist. But I bet you he was like one of the best in his class, right?
Completely rude, completely unfriendly. Yeah. And it's never, hey, let me help you. It's always, I'll be with you in a minute. Yeah. I've got something more important to do than wait on
totally.
You.
He is
I want to like take a baseball bat in there one day and just clear off that
expect
counter.
Those older guys, white hair with the glasses. That's not him at all. He's
young, cocky.
And anyway. Now.
Okay.
All right, here. Let's go on what's important. All right. Okay.
Donna Schmidt, this is for you. Happy birthday to you.
What's that?
Happy birthday to you.
Rendition.
Happy birthday, dear Donna. Happy birthday to you.
All right, there you go. All right, it's over, honey. There you go. I told you. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome.
Nice of you. I'm sure she likes
it. Do I have anybody for tomorrow, Todd?
No, we're good.
I think
once a week.
One a day.
Once a week. This is a lot to take.
If you'd like.
One a day.
Yep. One a week.
If you'd like John to sing tomorrow morning, you can text right now. Get the Civic Media app, choose your station, and text us. We'll get it on tomorrow morning.
That just made her day special.
It did. It made it different.
Yes, exactly.
That's a first.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is John Mino.
And I'm Jim Schmidt. And together we're Mino and the Mayor on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, weekday mornings.
As our audience grows, we're looking to find an experienced outside marketing professional to join our civic media team to work with local business owners who want to grow.
Not only does WGBW reach qualified radio listeners, we help business owners reach customers on their mobile phones, tablets, even on screens at the gas pump.
The person who joins our team needs to be as motivated as we are to bring great local radio to Green Bay and Northeast Wisconsin. Someone with a creative streak and no fear of introducing themselves and us to the Green Bay business community.
If you're listening to us now, imagine how many others are and how we can help business owners reach the customers they want to do business with.
To apply, email me directly. My name is Chris Morrow, Vice President of Sales. My email address is chris.moreau@civicmedia.us. chris.moreau@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd, by the way, if anybody else has birthdays, we can do that. You know what? You know, me and Murph used to do that all the time. Hey, happy birthday to Bob or Carol or Ted. And
right. We can say that. I think that would be great to say that.
Carol, Ted.
What?
Remember the movie that was really, it broke through barriers where it's like Bob, Carol, Ted, and Alice?
No.
Remember that about... swapping like swingers?
1969.
What was it?
Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
Yeah, there it is.
Elliot Gould was in that. Diane Cannon was in that. Who else? Robert Culp, Natalie Wood.
Oh, wow. Big names.
Diane Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when she was on The Tonight Show one night?
No. I remember she used to go to Lakers games all the time. She was a big Lakers fan.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find a clip of Johnny and her.
Was she drunk or something?
No, he asked her why, because apparently they dated at one point, and then she found this.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah, and apparently at some point she found somebody to finally marry, and so he just, you know, very innocently said, you know, what was the difference between this guy and, say, me? And she just loses it, like laughing her butt off.
Really? Did you ever hear about when he found out that Frank Gifford was having an affair with his wife? And they actually broke into the guy's apartment, and he asked Ed McMahon to get a gun because he wanted to kill Frank Gifford.
I didn't know that story.
Oh, it's a heck of a story. Oh, yeah. I met Frank Gifford one time. Biggest jerk I've ever met in sports. This is a true story. Green Bay, Monday night football game in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all in, and they had a banquet the night before. And somebody had given me something to give to Frank Gifford. I forget who it was, a former Packer or something. Like, hey, Frank, remember, you know, what, like a nice card and letter. Welcome to Green Bay, Frank. And he was talking to this young girl. And she was like, oh, I just love watching. I will not miss Monday Night Football. Oh, my gosh. It's just, oh, I just, okay. And he had his arms folded. He was just like sucking it all in, okay?
Yeah.
And I go, excuse me, Frank, can I bother you for one quick second? And he looks at me and goes, you already have.
Wow.
I want to put a bullet between his eyes.
Wow.
Honest to God.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
You want to hear this quick?
Yes.
Wow. Quick clip.
Can I ask you something without getting too intimate? How do you know after, we'd gone out a couple of times, right?
Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
See, there's the difference right there. And I didn't see you running to the phone to call mom and dad. After we went out a couple times, what was there about this fella?
That was different than you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Carson's just, you know, Carson had that face he'd put on.
Who was the guy, you know, that she...
I don't know who she ended up marrying.
Because she used to get around with the Laker players. That was a big rumor. She sat front row for all the Laker games for like 20 years, 30 years. Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yep. In fact, the reason why I saw that clip was somehow it came up on social media and she was sharing it.
Wow. You know where she looked amazingly gorgeous? It was not a good movie, but it was with Willie Nelson called Honeysuckle Rose.
Sure.
Remember that movie? Yep. I can see the morning sun rising in the morning in your eyes. You ever remember that song? Willie Nelson?
Faintly. I don't know. In my defense, when you sing...
Did you ever think about this?
You know, you say that. Singing like, you know this song, I'd be like, well, and then Todd plays it. Like, well, of course I know that song.
Do you ever think it's not my voice, it's your ears? I'm serious because different people hear different things a certain way. I've never had anybody criticize my singing other than you, ever.
A child. You have to look at that. Maybe you're intimidating around them, or maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I mean, John, you've known me for a long time. I just call him like I see him. And you look, I like you, but John, that is not your forte is being on pitch. Okay.
Okay. But pitch can be overrated. It is. It can be like a Chris Christopherson or some of these people nowadays that, you know, they're not. You know, they're
even
not like
really, even really Willie Nelson is a little bit talking, singing, you know, Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
Todd, you know what I think I could be like as a performer?
All right.
Who's the country guy where he basically talks through a lot of it?
Right. That's what,
you know what I mean.
A current one or?
Yeah. Hey, I saw you there with your friends in the bar and blah, blah, blah.
And he's like this musician, but he doesn't sing.
Yeah.
He just really talks it through.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big-time country singer right now, but he basically talks through half the songs.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the mind of music.
Oh, the name that comes up is Sam Hunt.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
I didn't know he did that, and I play a lot of his songs, so I didn't
I could do that.
That.
I could do that.
He's not a ballad singer.
Yeah.
Right, John?
But he literally talks through a bunch
sings,
of it.
Yeah, it.
I could talk through a song really good like this. Hey, how you doing, baby?
You talk up and down.
I think you're more of a Tom T. Hall because there'd be a little talking, a little singing, right?
One of my all-time favorite songs, I guarantee you never heard of.
Okay.
Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken.
Do you know that song?
Not at you don't know
all.
That song?
That would be a
Mama
very
Bake
safe
a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken. It's about a wounded Vietnam war vet coming home. Oh, you got to play it. Could you play that song for us today?
Yep.
It's my favorite song. Here you go. You got to hear this song.
People staring at me as they wheel me down the ramp toward my plane. The war is over for me. I've forgotten everything except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir. It was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. And since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. The bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my two battered legs. I can see the stewardess make over me and ask, were you afraid? I'll say, well, no, I'm Superman and couldn't find a phone booth quite in time. A G.I. gets a lot of laughs, he remembers all the funny lines. Mama bake a pie, Daddy kill a chicken.
I don't get it.
Your son is
a wounded vet coming home from Vietnam.
I got that, right, with the blanket.
Hang on, listen to this part. Listen to this part. My uncle will be drunk.
Mama will be crying, and Daddy's going to say, son, did they treat you good?
My uncle be drunk. He says they do a lot of great things with wood.
And he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood.
Everything makes sense except that chicken.
The letter that she wrote me said goodbye. She couldn't wait. And lots of luck. The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch.
Tom T. Hall, great song. But a wounded vet coming home from Vietnam.
I get
great song.
The whole song except
we got to start a quick break. Back up for
this. That means...
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
On the next show, Luke Mathers. Hey, wait, that's me. I'll be filling in for Todd. Joining me will be Nick Ramos from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign to talk good government, and we'll preview some of the new foods at the Wisconsin State Fair.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.